I've found my missing underwear. After a quick glance around to be sure no one is watching, I do a little river dance maneuver, and the panties slide the rest of the way out, settling on the floor between my foot and a nearby chair. I'm about to snatch them up when I hear a voice say, "Hey, Izzy," and sense someone approaching. With one quick flick of my foot, I kick the panties under the chair and then look up to see who's coming. My eyes lock in on a tall man with a craggy but handsome face and a head of thick black hair. He steps up to Izzy and briefly shakes her hand, then turns his gaze toward me. As I take in blue eyes, black lashes, and a stature of at least 6'4", my heart rate speeds up a notch or two. "This is Maddie Winston, my new deputy coroner," Izzy says, making the introductions. "Maddie, this is Detective Steve Hurley. He's with Homicide." Kill me now. "Pleasure to meet you," I say, extending a gloved hand over Izzy's shoulder and praying I won't drool. Hurley grabs my hand and gives it a brief squeeze. My face flushes hot, then heat spreads. I wonder if Detective Hurley has ever investigated a case of spontaneous combustion before, or if I'm about to be his first.
"Have you ever processed a homicide scene before?" Hurley asks.
"No, I..." "She's a nurse," Izzy says. "Worked at Mercy up until a couple months ago." I can't figure out if this is a good thing or not, or even what relevance it has. Apparently, neither can Hurley. His brows draw down in puzzlement for a second. But then he shrugs and says,
"Whatever. Just be careful what you touch."
With that, he turns away and heads toward a group of people huddled together in the middle of the room. I steal a glance toward the floor, relieved to see that my panties are well out of sight, and then follow Izzy into the room as I wonder how I'm going to get the panties back. A second later, the huddle of people opens up to let Izzy through, and all thoughts of my underwear flee my mind. Lying on the floor in front of me, with a bullet hole in her chest, is Karen Owenby.